blind, baby. You're blind from the facts on who you are because you're watching that garbage.
You're listening to WGXC Accra. What up, Hudson Catskill? 90.7 FM.
The legendary 1970s, early 1980s band Bush Tetras from New York City are back with founding members Cynthia Slay and Pat Place performing with R.B. Corbett from King Missile and Pussy Galore and Steve Shelley from Sonic Youth on a tour this summer that stops in Kingston on July 23rd at Tubby's. The show is at 8 p.m. July 23rd with the Bush Tetras, and you can find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
My name is Justin Maiman, and you're listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM. This is Ginger Radio Hour. We're live from the Acre Studios. You've been listening to Looper from the album Up a Tree, and it provides a clue to today's show. Today, music inspired, uncovered, and influenced by the ancient fossil forest that this very studio likely sits on top of. 385 million years ago, this whole area, Acre, Caro, was covered in the first forest on Earth. It was the first time plants and trees grew. And Caro itself is currently the site of the world's oldest fossil forest. Scientists revealed in 2019 that they had spent the last decade working on this site, and that's where they had discovered the remains of the first forest. So, today, all sorts of music about trees, oceans, water, and things that make me think hard about ancient forests. This is Ginger Radio Hour.
Thank you. I'm good at not crying. I'm good at not eating. I'm good at not sleeping much.
Alabaster de Plume, I'm Good at Not Crying. Before that, Junior Mervin with Roots Train. And we led off those three songs, that little set, with Herbie Man, Muscle Shoals, Nitty Gritty, from that same album. And during that music, I took my first call here in the studio, which has happened before, but usually it's a robocall. But this was a real person from right here in the area. And she asked, "Hey, I have an event happening next Monday. How do I put it on the Wave Farm WGXC site?" So I walked her through it, and now I'm going to walk you through it. It was pretty exciting, and pretty soon she's going to add her event. So you just go to wavefarm.org. Up on the top there, you have a whole bunch of choices. You click on radio, and then you click on WGXC 90.7 FM. I'm doing this with you. And then on the left, you have a bunch of choices about audio archive, community calendar. That's it. You click on it, and then you get to add your own event. It's on the right if you're looking on a browser window, and it says add an event. And now you know how to add your own events to the community calendar here on WGXC. Let's listen to some more music inspired by forests, trees, fossils, and more here in the Catskills. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM.
And now, Black Butterfly, the soloist is Johnny Hunt. Yeah.
your telegram. True love seed in the autumn ground. When will it be found? True love deep in the winter white snow. True love deep in the winter white snow. How long will it take to grow? You know true love buds in the April air, the April air. Was there ever a bud so fair? True love blooms for the world to see. True love blooms for the world to see. Blooms home. For the world to see. True love blooms for the world to see. Blooms high upon the July tree.
Nina Simone, July Tree. And before that, Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Sorry, that's from Duke Ellington's 70th birthday concert. Double album I like to bring in here a lot. You're listening to Ginger Radio Hour. We're going to do another extended song set list here. Songs inspired by Caro's own Ancient Fossil Forest. Here we go.
Shutters just shut up. There's no black or white, no change in the light, no night, no golden sun. The sound of cars, the smell of bars, the awful feeling of electric heat. Under fluorescent lights, there's sacrifice, there's hard feelings, there's pointless waste. Sweep me off my feet. there's no hope for me. I've been set free, there's no breeze, there's no ship on my sea. Bum, bum, bum.
Dirty Three, the song The Restless Waves. Before that, Yola Tango, You Can Have It All. And the Microphones started off that set, I Want Wind to Blow. So somebody asked me what it would feel like, if we continue the theme today, to step outside the Acre Studios here into Greene County and what it would look like and feel like 385 million years ago. I wondered the same thing. So a couple months ago, I reached out to one of the scientists involved in discovering this ancient fossil forest in Cairo. His name is he's a paleontologist. His name is William Stein. And he walked me through it. Basically, if I stepped outside the studio today, minus 385 million years, if I looked west, I would see a vast, vast inland sea, right? There was a great shallow ocean that stretched hundreds of miles to the west into mid-North America. If I looked east, I'd see some big mountains looming in what we now call Massachusetts. And if I just looked around me right here, I'd mainly see the first big trees, Archaeopteris, they were called. Some of them got as big as 98 feet tall. And smaller trees and plants, some that looked like ferns. And generally it would be kind of marshy, a little bit wet, lots of creeks, lots of lakes, lots of rivers. It would be pretty temperate. William Stein told me I could probably wear a t-shirt, I'd be fine. And there were also all sorts of the first fish and bugs. Bugs, certainly. It would be loud. Lots of bugs. Below me, soil, kind of a fine-grained silt, very different than today's rocky Catskill soil. And in these lakes and rivers and marshes, the first fish, including tetrapods, and my favorite, which is called a tiktaalik, which looked a little bit like a mini crocodile, and it had gills. And eventually, millions of years later, it crawled out of the water and became us, I guess. I think I'm simplifying everything. So let's listen to some more music, a song perfectly entitled Forest.
Yeah. Feel the warmth, feel the blood. Goodbye to the old songbird. Space, come swallow me now. And all the precious things we surround ourselves. Death will come, then a cloud of love. There is nothing I can tell you now, and no one like the lonely owl. Summer like leaves. A sparkle tells me who I am and where my moon begins. And there is a part of me looking for that spirit place. Death.
This is Ginger Radio Hour. I'm Justin Maiman. You've been listening to a playlist I made for a walk through an ancient forest, like the one we have here in Cairo. If you want to learn more about that forest, you can go to the Cairo website, but you can also go to justinmaiman.com. Look at the Ginger newsletter. I've written about it before, and we'll keep writing about it. I find it pretty incredible. It's 10:56:50, which means we only have 3 minutes left. I'm going to play you one more song for the hour by Hiroshi Yoshimura. It's called Green. Thank you for listening. And of course, I got ahead of myself. I meant to tell you that was Emily Sprague, of course, from Florist. The song Moon Begins, Emily Sprague, Catskill's own Emily Sprague. And before that, The Cure. This, Hiroshi Yoshimura. Enjoy your day.